This conference is being recorded.
Walker Fire Protection Association, April Board Meeting. If somebody else comes. Okay. Do you have an agenda in front of you that was prepared? I would suggest we add under, well, actually, we can discuss the water tender under Roger's report. Okay. Any additions or changes to the agenda? Have a motion to approve the agenda.
Approve. Motion to approve.
John, boy, he's got on to it now. And who's the second? Oh, Chuck is the second.
Yeah. I know my position.
All in favor? There's. Oh, he read it. All in favor? Vote. Okay. Any public comments? Anybody want to say anything to the board before we begin our discussions? President's report, that's just as short. I won't talk about it during the. My President's report is the agenda. Russ, Secretary?
The minutes from the March board meeting were distributed to board members for review, posted on the website. I did get a single update this month to our data from Sharon. We have one change in ownership. I've applied that to our files, and then April 2nd received an update from the county on all the new data, and that's been scrubbed and got all the duplicates out of that. That's over to Greg to use as our mailing file for the newsletter, and then I'll be applying those changes or applying our data changes to that file moving forward. So we'll have a fresh file.
Sweet. 1,028 names.
Merge purged, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Treasurer's report?
No, no, let me make a motion that we waive the reading of the.
John Ho.
All right.
Okay. Waive the reading of the minutes. Second for that?
Second.
Vic was first, Chuck. Sorry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the treasurer's report. Due to a technical difficulties with Vic's fingers, you will not have it today. It will be out Monday.
But we're. Oh, we're arrears, we're in trouble, we're in the red?
I have no idea. I didn't look,
didn't look at it.
Because it evaporated with my fingers.
Okay.
Keep in mind. And
we'll table
it. Let me just say one thing about, because to Adam's credit, it used to be that we were a full month behind when we got our financials. We're now getting our financials within a week
of the
prior month. So everything you're getting is like a month ahead of time than it was a year ago. So now I'm sorry, we're daily.
So move to postpone those.
Table. Chuck moves the table of treasurer's report. Any second?
Okay.
John, was it? All in favor?
Okay.
Fire chief's report. You got a motion to dispense with the fire chief's report?
Sure. All right, so calls. We had one call this month, Sundance Fire, which was well communicated during the week. I would only add that we had a great turnout, including three who responded from Phoenix. They were turned around when we got the fire and saw what we had. Personnel, no report. Fleet, this is an addition to or an amendment to the report I emailed out during the week. The pump on Patrol 83 is bad. We have an old pump to replace it, so cost-wise, this is really just going to be labor and maybe parts to replace it as opposed to buying a, what would be a new, to us, pump. So. Just an update. It should be a low-budget item. Training. We completed the PAC test for most firefighters. We continue to practice for ISO. We completed RT-130, which is the annual wildland fire line refresher. We also had seven firefighters take classes at the Arizona Wildfire Academy, and seven coincidentally participate in the 2014 Basin Ops Drill. I worked at both of those events. PAWIC. We will be at the Expo. That's on the square today. We have Patrol 80 with four firefighters participating, and then I'll be going down after this board meeting. Facilities. A ground squirrel got into the pump house and ate a wire. Pump tech came and fixed it, and it says here there's an invoice in the treasurer slot, but it's now in six hands. Western Yavapai Chiefs Association. The association may apply for a SAFER grant for firefighter retention recruitment. So I've got the paperwork. I've started to fill it out. But it's a regional grant thing. And what this would be essentially give benefits to the firefighters as if they were employees. And it's apparently Fair Labor Standards or whatever that is, compliance. But it can do things like make, and ultimately we would choose based on, I think, what the group wants if we actually get this thing. But it would make 401k contributions as if they had us, based on some salary. It could, in theory, can pay health insurance benefits for a firefighter. It would pay directly to the health, so my health insurance company is Humana, I think. And so it could make my monthly premium payment directly, so it's not a taxable consequence for me. And there's a few other things. It's kind of an a la carte thing. You, depending on the size of the grant, you pick one. So we'll see where it goes. It's a safer grant, and apparently the odds are low, but that's where we're at. We'll see how that plays out. What else do I have on here? PRCC, that's the dispatch center, no report. ISO, we continue to practice, and what that means is we have a third training every month. We've always had two trainings a month, first and third Saturday. We've instituted a third training until we hear back from ISO, which, again, they set an expectation. We'll hear something about whatever comes next in July. But we continue to practice that extra third Saturday, so that continues to go well. VFD grant, so this is that state grant. It's kind of funny, after we got approved, we were told we were approved, we essentially had to resubmit the grant two more times as part of the normal sequence of events of how it's, you know, officially signed off on. We didn't need to be approved again. It's just, you know, from the Department of Redundancy Department. But that's all done. We got the package from them, you know, with our signed, everything signed. We started to order stuff. The box behind Keith is the first, that's most of the wildland components of the gear of the grant. This week I will get to the all the communication stuff, which is three of those signal boosters for the trucks, and I think it's two GPS, whatever's on the grant, that's what I'll be applying for. The other component is structure stuff. Dan Houck is tying in with United Fire to try and get that stuff for us. So that's moving along. And the last thing I have on here is, could still be months away on the SCBA grant. If you guys recall, we applied last fall for an SCBA grant that we would be on the hook for. I think it's $7,000 or something. It's some big number. But the expectation is, when I followed up with Chief Brown for mayor, could still be months away. So that's where we are at that. That's the end of the report. The other thing to talk about, so it's on the record, this water tender that's for sale. I'll just repeat what we talked about or what I said in the executive session, so it's on the record. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So basically there's a water tender for sale in Walker. It's Ron King's water tender. He has two lines of business with it, home delivery of water and contracting out on fires. I've known him with this truck since 2002. I think he's had it before then. I don't know when he got it. It's a 1996. And he's asking $25,000 for it. Much better condition than the tenders we have. The other is 2,200 gallons. The other point of differentiation truck-wise, aside from being newer, is it does have the ability to push water out the front of the truck. There's a, you know, apparatus on the front, which could come in handy. It's, you know, instead of from two sides of the truck, it's a third viewpoint. So I'm not sure what else to say about it. The reason to get it is it's an improvement in the vehicle. For the last 2 years in that annual spring newsletter thing, I've talked about the extent to which at some point the tenders are going to go. We spend a lot of money to maintain them, and at some point it won't make economic sense to do so, and this is an improvement. The reason not to get the truck is, quite simply, they still do work. So, I mean, that's ultimately what you guys, I think, would be voting on. If we get it, Bill brought up an interesting point of not selling one of the old tenders. If we did sell it, I mean, I think, I don't know what we can get for it. Maybe ask 12, take 7 or 8. I don't know what we can get for it. I have no idea. But as opposed to selling one, take Tender 81 up to Big Bug, which, if there's ever a fire up there, would save, you know, probably half an hour, if not more, of drive time because the tender's already up there. And then we would pull Patrol 81 out of there and consider what's going on in Potato Patch. If they're ever going to get it together up there, we can take one there, or we could sell one of the old patrols, which, you know, those would be worth less, I would imagine, than selling a tender, but it's still, you know, $5,000-$7,000, maybe more, that we could strike against the whatever the outlay is on this tender if we do it.
Yours is a tender, and it's an automatic or something?
It's a 96, sorry, and it's a manual transmission. John Sumner, who's driven the truck many times, says it is a manual. It is easier to drive, I think, just by virtue of being a more modern truck. It is easier to drive than a tender.
Okay. Okay, my view is that it's great to have these kinds of presentations to us, but I'm reluctant to make decisions the same day we get the information. So, Chuck, do you have any questions for Roger about this truck? Okay. Russ?
No.
Rudy?
If we got this truck, would we have to sell a vehicle to make room for it to park in a shelter structure? We have room to park in it.
So if we
here or there, what's up here? Is there a vehicle in there?
The one up on Sheldon?
Up the Sheldon.
I'm not sure the status of that building. I don't know.
We don't own that building.
Oh. We built it. Yeah.
We
built it, but I don't know. It's owned by the Seiferts.
There's a dollar a year, and that's gone, and they're using it for storage.
Okay.
So it sounds like we have to sell a vehicle to make room for it.
Well, so I believe that, and Mark maybe can check me here, but I'm quite certain that one of the tenders would fit in the substation. From there, that would leave us with an extra patrol vehicle, one of the little old brush trucks. So one way or another, I mean, last summer we had one of the old brush trucks up at my place, and I imagine we would do that again. So if we did need to make room, we wouldn't need to make room immediately. We would have, you know, a few months to see where Potato Patch is going, and then, you know, just draw a line in the sand with them and then start to try and sell one of the patrols. Oh, I'm sorry. And in terms of selling anything, we probably have a chance of very easy selling through the Chiefs Association. That's one of the things that it was set up to do, is to transference of equipment. And they're, you know, on the pecking order, we're smack in the middle. There are quite a few departments that are much smaller than ours and have inferior fleets.
So that would give us three tenders total, then, right?
Yes.
This is the treasurer speaking.
Well, you don't have a report today.
The problem with taking the tanker up to Big Bug is you're maintaining an old truck that still needs to be maintained, and now adding another truck that needs to be maintained also. So just keep that in mind. I mean, we're not benefiting anything other than we got
a newer
thing that works, but money wise, it's going to be more expensive.
Insurance, right.
I'm sorry if you...
Yeah.
Part of the discussion. No, that's right. Those are some of the things to consider, right. And then
of course,
something...
It just sits there. You know.
How about else from the treasurer, is the cost of this thing and in our budget, and where are we in terms of what would this $25,000 do to us?
Well, it's really a matter of what you all want to keep for cash reserves, what it amounts to.
You
this
mean,
is
you
the type of thing, though, that I would think that we'd want to do a special ask on.
Sure.
I mean, this is why I said don't do all the little ones. Save it for something that's significant. This is significant. So, you know, we don't want to start that until we think that that might be something we want to do.
Sure.
When you say...
Is that it for you? You have any more questions?
You're pointing at me.
No, for you. No, but I know. Johnny's turn.
All right. So when you talk about like special ask, you mean like a fundraiser specifically for that, or you mean going to the Yavapai tribe and asking them if they'd like to kick in $5,000 for a water tender, or?
I'm talking about we've I've made it very clear I don't like all these little special paths that starts to drain people. I'm saying this is one that would be legitimate.
To open up to, like, Prescott or, like, just...
I don't care what you do. If you, you send it out to anybody and everybody, this is a special request. And I'll put in there, do not... You know,
over and above, right?
This is over and above.
Right,
we,
right.
You know, if you're not going to give your regular donation,
don't
do it.
On this one. Sure. All right. And then my thought was, for ISO purposes, is it better for... I mean, do we need another 2,200 gallons of water on hand that we can move?
It's... No, it's diminishing returns. I mean,
okay.
The requirement is the 4,000 gallons,
okay.
Which really means 4,450 because of the 10% slippage. So it's and what also matters for ISO, as I learned, is having all 4,000 gallons under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of what you guys decide to do in terms of procurement, you'll have that component. That doesn't change.
Gotcha.
Although, actually, no. Now that I take that back,
we've got 18 and 2.
Taking a tender up to the substation, all of a sudden, that puts the substation on the report. It's not on the report now because it's a brush truck and it's not relevant.
Gotcha.
So I take that back. It does enhance the ISO. I don't know that we're going to need it. The guy didn't seem too worried about that.
Yeah.
That's a great point. I didn't think of that. It does matter.
I like the idea of having a tender up at the Big Slug station. The time savings, but there's a lot of homes right in that mine, right in that piece, you know, in that community.
Right. We're sure not driving that tender to your house.
We'll get it closed, man.
We have it closed right over the
corner. Right under the wind. Work with me.
Anything else?
I'm good.
Okay. I think, just as a note, I think that when Mark made the built that building, it can be expanded. That building could be expanded to add a second truck in tandem up there. I think that's one of the things that was included in the construction. Russ, did you have another question?
Yeah, I did have one more question. Is there any additional expense that we'd have to foot, you know, preparing that truck for use here?
It goes out as a fire truck on large incidents. He has a contract, so other than lettering it, which I think was $100 or $200 when we lettered 86, I'm not aware of that.
How much wear and tear does this truck have? If it's out there all the time, I just thought of that. Just because it's a 96 doesn't mean it's not used.
I'm not sure of the mileage. I mean, that would be something. I mean, if we, I mean, I don't know. It may not be appropriate to vote on this yet. I don't think the flyer.
Not ready
for that. I've got the flyer in my email. I'll check
It doesn't say the mileage.
The truck
is red. Well, here's my sense. I think that as a group, we believe that this might be a good thing to do, but there are other questions to be answered, like the mileage, the condition of the tank, condition of the truck. Those sorts of things, that the brakes, whatever, and but it's something that we would like to move forward toward, and get a little more information. And next month we have a discussion during the month, and then next month we can have a more detailed discussion about what it is. So if that's okay with you, I'll table this until next.
My concern would be if it's a great truck and we're in need, I wouldn't put something like that off for 2 months, personally. Yeah. I mean, I just would hate to. I'm not one that jumps on something quickly because it always costs more. But are there other tenders you've seen in the area? Is this unusual?
I've not. I mean, stumbled across something for sale. I mean, that isn't. You know, I think the thing here is the obligation is that hey, this is for sale right here, right now. We need to explore it. I don't know that we need to buy it per se. We need to explore it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of lean toward thinking it does, you know, address quite a few of our needs. But, when the time comes, if we pass on this, and if the time comes in 2 years where our hand is forced, we will find a water truck. I mean, it's, it'll either be a little better than this or a little worse than this. You know, and it's not like I'm worried about it. I'm not pounding the table saying, hey, we got to buy this.
Okay.
We do need to look at it. I think that's only logical. In terms of our obligation to whatever we're obligated to.
I think we're operationally sound without it.
Yeah.
It's an enhancement, and then it would change our footprint a little bit. So without objection, I'll table this till next month.
All right.
If something happens, if they say, oh, my God, I got a buyer for this thing, then you can have it for $20,000, and we have to have a telephone conversation. So there's no reason to be in a hurry.
Yeah. Although I guess I would say, maybe I missed something. I don't know why you said we shouldn't wait for 2 months, but if what you said adds up to 2 months, then I think that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. We had said we could talk about it at the next meeting, and then we'll get a little closer. And then the next meeting, to me, that sounds like 2 months.
Oh, okay.
I think once we've had
some time to discuss it, to decide, and to get some, then I don't object so much to taking action.
Makes sense.
But if there's a question that comes up during this review process, you want to have those answered, right? You don't want to go into something.
And since we're still in the fire chief's report, what about, I mean, let's say we don't buy this. Would it still make sense to pull a tender out and put it up on Big Bug, or is that
you need at least two?
Oh, wait, we need
at least two
for ISO. That's right. All right. Forget about that.
We shouldn't mess with that.
That's right. Okay.
And this is more central. If we're going to potato patch, then it's a half hour down.
No, I guess. I spoke before I thought. So.
Okay.
Janet will say I do that all.
Okay. Well, have a motion to accept the fire chief's report. Chuck, oh man.
Caught me.
Second?
I'm out of the loop completely.
Rudy, okay. Any other discussion about the fire chief's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
He does have a pumpkin, okay.
Are you interested in a pumpkin?
No.
No, okay.
So what is a pumpkin?
Don't you worry about it. No, it's a big tank. If you look on top of Water Tender 81 out there, it's a big kind of canvas thing, but it's like coated in some sort of plastic.
Like a stuff.
And it opens up, and it will hold 2,500 gallons. We've used it occasionally, but very rarely. So what you would do is take it off, dump the load of water into it, and then the tender leaves right away to go get water, and you work out of this pumpkin. I think we've used it twice.
Right.
Since that's been a firefighter.
We had that one 16-foot thing up there. Didn't we? We gave that back. It's like a water.
I want to have to give it a bouncy castle this year.
The committee reports fundraising. You got the Walker Day?
Walker Day's coming up. June 28th.
We're going to start bingo and pancakes.
Pancakes this month, right?
Yeah, bingo, not this. It's Easter weekend. We're not going to do bingo. Pancake, and then we'll do one in May because the 31st is not the annual meeting. Then the rest of the month is just regular. Keith, you're still in for the merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Could you give them a bit
of fire? These are new pants.
I'm sorry, about the breakfast.
Cool. Yeah, okay. Logo.
Is it on the final Saturday of the month or the fourth Saturday?
Final Saturday.
Okay. And between now and July, are there any months where there are five Saturdays? Because there's an overlap.
Other than May?
There's an overlap between us having our extra training and the pancake breakfast.
Well, May is, I think, the only month.
Okay. So that's good for May.
Because we're not going to... We're going to have the pancake day in May.
Four Saturdays. May has five.
August has five.
I'm not worried about past July that we're going to know whatever's coming.
May is the only one.
All right. So in April, then, there's a conflict between the pancake breakfast and training.
Because it's the 26th, it's the last Saturday of the month.
We have an extra training every month as part of the ISO thing. Yeah. So we're training now the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Well, you want to cancel the pancake breakfast for April?
May is not an issue. Well, canceling it outright, what's a workaround here? Because people love to come to it, and it raises money, but what's a workaround?
I don't know. You start your training at 1?
No one even knows about it, and it's already unpopular.
News doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we pull all the trucks out, so you can train all you want to out there. I suppose people would be excited to watch you do it.
It might be kind of a neat.
Let's incorporate the people into the training.
There you go.
I see where you're going with this. Yeah. You with sausage. Come here.
Body bags.
Think about it. That's your logistic.
You can charge everybody $100 to watch.
No, we're going to. Well, there you go. We'll take it on the road.
Okay.
Actually,
All right, but I mean, I like the idea actually of having a training that people come for breakfast and they can.
There's nothing to be won there.
I know. Oh, now you say, say no more. Please. Yeah, I got you. I see. Maybe we can import other fires.
Okay, so fundraising is working along. Okay.
Can I add something to fundraising?
Sure.
Excuse me. Number one, when you guys take in cash at these events, never, ever, 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 ever leave it in my box. I'm going to seal up my box. I don't check my box anymore except when I come here. It's been 2 years since we had the P.O. box, and people can't get billed to the right thing. They can wait for a month.
I've got one now.
But number two, when you make the cash, just call me and we'll make arrangements to get it. You know, like Russ just waits for the next meeting. There's no hurry to get the stuff in the bank, quite frankly. I mean, it's a lot safer in your home than it is sitting out here in this box. So several times, you know, I go in there and there's this big wad of cash, which is just not smart.
Really? I didn't do that.
Well, it's not smart. But we
have right, so I like
either way.
Box. I don't want people leaving the stuff in there. Number two, when you take in the money, you all should have a chart of accounts, and if you don't, I'll send you one. So tie what cash you're putting together and assign it to what account that it goes against, because a lot of times I get this wad of cash, and you guys do a great job, but it's not always clear to me exactly. For example, somebody put a $500 check in, and I said, is this a donation, or is this, what is, you know, sure enough, the guy tax time says, I never got my thank you note,
right.
It's because it came through a jar, you know, it didn't go.
At Walker Day, that was Jerry, yeah.
So we need, if it is a donation, of course, you all know it's half the time they stick it in there. So that doesn't happen very often. Just take the money. Don't. It's,
right.
But try to give me an account number. In other words, if you got $500 in there, spread it out over the accounts it belongs to. If it's, in other words, most of the time it involves having clothing, merchandise attached with
pancake breakfast
bingo, and general donations. Well,
yeah.
It's all one big wad of cash. I mean, and for the most part, you've been good about it, but it'd be a lot easier
right.
If you just give me the account.
You want a little cheese with that wine?
As a reminder, we had a thing where a donation, I think it was a donation
quite
check, went through a firefighter and may not have made its way to the box. It was never cashed. It was not, like, dishonesty. I think it's just more, you know,
right.
a mental breakdown, and it disappeared, again, without ever being cashed. So firefighters, we instituted a policy, maybe I should remind them, we don't handle any sort of money that comes to the department. So as an FYI.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a good policy.
Yeah.
Actually, they can just throw it in the locked mailbox out there.
Yeah.
The new red one? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a question. So, and with regard to fundraising, when we have pancake breakfast and things like that, we have a jar. People walk in, drop the money in the jar. Would it be, what you're asking for, would we be better off starting to have a list of sign in,
too complicated.
Yeah.
Too complicated.
Because half the time there's nobody sitting at that table.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
right.
So let me just give you an example. I don't want to take up a lot of time, but this money comes in. Is it a general donation or is it go to pancake breakfast?
However you want to account for it.
Well,
here
no,
we go.
But you see where I'm up, you know, it's like,
fundraising.
Because
that's
quite frankly.
Yeah.
If it goes into the jar, we only have one account. We had like 10 of them when I took over.
Right.
I mean, we have
right.
one account, and that's, you know, contribution. You know, I got rid of all the rest of the account because it was
okay.
You know, all this pick-me account. So most of the stuff, I'm just going to start putting right to contributions.
Right.
Then somebody's going to say, what do we make for pancake breakfast? I won't be able to say, but you don't really make that. They're just making a contribution.
Well, I think that the breaking it out for pancake breakfast and bingo and that sort of thing is just for our internal use. So you have some
idea.
But is
that something what guys really need?
Well, I think if
we do have separate accounts for pancake breakfast.
That's what we do.
Account numbers.
We absolutely
right,
do.
And bingo. But, I mean, it's an internal thing. Everything goes to the general account. It's general income. It's not specified for anything.
But we make more money than we spend on that.
Well, you don't know for sure because if you don't have the income.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, but people haven't been turned
in. I'll continue separating
right.
that because you're
okay.
right. It all adds up and goes into the
general fund.
When I'm talking about separate accounts contribution, I'm talking about we had accounts for
whatever.
Every time there was anything special, a new account was set up.
Yeah. Okay, bylaws. I think we're pretty much through with the bylaws. The the only question I have about the bylaws, they're set. I mean, you're through, right? You've given it to Greg?
Well, he's got, you know, tomorrow or Monday he's going to be putting that thing, finalizing everything. But I did have, after having a conversation with you, I went back and listened to the audio file on last month's meeting. And you're right, I took the liberty. So I changed that quorum back to where it was. We didn't vote on that. So I just decided that, you know, I'll leave that there. And I got the thing updated for Greg, so it's not a problem.
Okay.
And I only looked at it from the standpoint of if we're having, you know, it was my own thought about the quorum, not trying to lower it so that, you know, anything could happen there, but...
You want to take over.
Yeah. Nobody wants to take over, trust me. But when you have 75 voting members there, you know, that's a pretty good slot of voting members. Not 75 people show up, 75 voting members. I was just thinking, what if we didn't?
Right. We still want to get something through, right?
How are we going to...
Well, then we have to deal with it.
Yeah, I didn't have to deal with it. So I'm changing that back.
Okay.
And I just want to take a minute or two here because I think what I did, and I tried to explain this in my email, when we took a vote on this, you know, it's changing. Now, I was definitely in favor of simplifying these things. I had started two paragraphs, and I was planning on ending up with a page. And then I started reading these things. And I don't think anybody here has really read these bylaws very well because it is confusing. It's a little complicated, but once I read them, and I read them again, and I read them again, and I read them again, you know, it's laid out pretty well. So I have to give my hand out to Bill Karash. He took a mishmash of stuff and brought it into some semblance of order. And it's pretty comprehensive. So the changes, you know, whether we have one vote or two votes, that's already in the bylaws. You either have one vote, if you're a guy like Russ, or if your spouse is on here, you get two votes. That's it. So there isn't any, you know, one vote or two votes or anything like that. So the changes I made are fairly simple. I wanted to get rid of that ATV thing. And I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I thought, I have to rewrite the entire bylaws to do that,
to get rid of that.
And so I simplified this, I made a membership thing, it's not going to penalize anybody. It's very, very simple. And we're putting it out into the community, and we're putting a little paragraph out there to explain it. So, and I'll explain it at the meeting, and wherever the vote goes, that's what people want to do, that's fine with me.
So it's kind of a gentle change anyway.
Yeah.
Right, good. I think that makes sense.
The change is that you're requiring members to be able to vote, you have to donate money. So that's the change.
We're trying to build a membership. The bylaws say, and the open house say, this association shall have members. That's exactly what it says.
Right.
And so I'm just saying, okay, we're going to have members. These people can put in $20. I changed from 25, made it 20, and we can donate it take it out of the donations accounting function. It'll get rid of the people who are just paying $1 because it says you do $1 or more. So if they're going to have a minimum, it's going to be $20. But most of it, that's going to come out of people who are donating.
Okay.
It's not a big change.
All right. There was a second motion about one vote per property.
And that is already in the bylaws.
Okay. So there was a second motion to put that as a ballot issue.
The ballot issue was, do we want to have one or do we want to have two?
Two, okay, but we voted to put that on the ballot, and it's not on the ballot.
It's not because the bylaws already cover it.
Right, so I would suggest
that
you take, you know, make somebody make a motion to remove that motion to...
I'll make the motion.
All right.
And we have a good... Finally, right. And Mark has agreed to...
Do you have a second for that motion to remove? Rudy seconds? Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Okay. Now, this is a motion to remove the ballot issue from the ballot regarding one vote per property. Okay. Is there any discussion about that? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous. All right. Firewise, he's not here. He's working on stuff. You want to talk about Firewise?
A new, I think Roger, you probably saw this too. There's a new WFHF grant that I'm looking at, and Lauren's kind of, I don't know what his attitude is about it. I got an email that it made me, he's not happy about, but it was supposed to be pretty quickly determined. There's a lot of money.
Well, I wrote him a letter.
I wrote one as well. And I had a discussion, postpone this WFHF thing for a minute. I had a discussion with Lauren about whether or not the board would want to maybe, I don't know if you had the same discussion with him, start some kind of a chipper thing or a grinder thing, or whether we wanted to kick in or a needle week, because we had last year, we had, I think, 5 40-yard dumpsters that took needles. And we filled them all. So if we, we said we were going to do that annually, but we don't have a grant to do that. It cost us about $1,800, I think, last year for those 5 40-yard dumpsters.
The needles.
Well,
I think in my discussions with Lauren about the needles is that there's a misunderstanding that people want to clear their property completely of needles, and that's not necessary, but that's what's happening. People are raking all the needles off, and that's what they're coming down for. They just need a space around their house. So, but I think I've been talking informally about the grinder is a great project, even if we have to fund it ourselves somehow and come up with the money to do that. But that's, we need to discuss that in terms of when our budget comes with the new board that comes in. I think it's a worthwhile project because it really did a lot for the community.
Here's the thing to think about. Last year, we could have spent probably another $10,000, except that Lauren had made contact with the guy who has a septic system who picked up the chips, so we just chipped it out of the ground. They brought their loader out, filled up their 40-yard dumpsters, and hauled it off for nothing.
Little by little, they got rid of it, right?
Yeah.
Still,
I think they're selling it for mulch and stuff, but that's okay.
Right.
The grinder really costs us five, six area, roughly. It's really worthwhile.
Okay, but it's something to discuss or to try to figure out if we're going to do a grinder, make those contacts, see if we're going to be able to get the same thing.
He called Lauren, right? Figure
out he's already called him.
Called Lauren, right? So, you got any more chips for me this year?
Yeah. Okay.
So is that something that we may want to discuss at this community meeting or whatever?
Okay.
On the 26th.
With the WCAA?
Yeah.
Okay. But so the Firewise is continuing to operate, but they may not have the grants necessary to do the things they did last year, and we may have to come in and help it's worth doing. Okay. Any other discussion about Firewise?
When you say fire, say 100.
Oh,
okay. That was a big distinction, because I thought it was a lot.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry, okay. Right.
The grinders are like 50 or 75.
Oh, okay.
that's a big piece of equipment.
So Rudy doesn't have one over by the house or anything.
And it would be
you get up that hill.
Okay. It would be absolutely wasted to buy something like that unless you're going to use it as a commercial and rent it out, because it's a big piece of property and we use it twice a year. then you got,
And even they would longer it because the insurance on the thing is.
My God, yeah.
Yeah.
So let the governments buy it.
Right.
Okay, volunteer of the month, everybody's a good volunteer. You have anybody to recommend? I have a certificate for you someplace that I need for you to bring back. Okay, old business. Welcome information for new owner. You've been doing any of this?
I've been working on this.
Okay, nonprofit language for operating procedures. I think that we had a little discussion. We have a thing up now about what's on that over there. No discrimination. We have a thing hanging up because of the SAFER grant that we got, or whether this grant, not a SAFER grant, this grant.
State grant.
And so it's just something,
I think we're fairly well covered. I just have to.
All right. I think it's part of the bylaws. I think Bill did all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Bill did a good job on those bylaws. And I had read those things. They're very, they describe almost all the possibilities of property ownership There are deeds in all sorts of forms, and he goes through pretty much all of them.
The thing about it is, Billy, I don't think anybody really cares. They don't really read these bylaws, except for the people who do care.
Well,
the people who do care are sitting in this room.
Without going into discussion about bylaws.
Yeah, that's the way that
is. The 2001 bylaws were very good. Anybody showed up and showed an interest, they got to vote. So that was the simplest you could get. And now, then that was apparently not going to work anymore. Facility maintenance. I haven't had any other discussions with Rick or anybody else. Roger, have you had any discussions with anybody about how to maintain and what to do about getting somebody responsible? Who would be responsible other than you for the maintenance of this building, do you think? That falls under your purview?
Well, I mean, it has. I don't know if it's going, you know, it would be great if it didn't, but basically, like with this, you know, ground squirrel incident. So basically, we isolated a problem, and one of the group was willing to meet the guy down here while he fixed it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's kind of, you made this point years ago to me, you know, it was, someone's not available, someone else steps up. And so what we have is a situation now where there is, you know, ultimately someone does step up to do these things.
Right.
That will always be the case. It, you know, clearly would be a step forward for the organization if there was someone who...
formal method.
Exactly.
Yeah. Somebody that would be responsible.
Is it possible to put together a review, look like we do for the trucks? Okay, every year the trucks have to have a maintenance on this or that. Is it possible to have a checklist on the maintenance of the building?
Rick's doing? Well, that's what we were talking about with Rick, but he's been disabled because of his shoulder surgery and stuff. So, but yeah, he offered to do that, you know.
But if we had a checklist, it doesn't make a difference who.
No, that's right. But you need somebody that has the experience to understand what needs to be maintained. It's not just like, oh, well, okay.
I mean, even if no one steps into that role, if Rick can follow through on putting together some sort of list like that, I mean, shoulder or not, it's a list on the computer.
Sure.
If he's able to follow through on that, that alone would be a step forward.
I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Because he's willing to help.
Probably. The gentleman that lives, Larry and Patty...
Oh, Larry Shepard?
Larry, yeah, he's a retired facilities engineer, which is basically, I think he could probably handle this building.
Sure.
But, you know, he's told me before he's willing to help. He doesn't want to go anywhere near the board or anything like that, but this is right down
there. Well, there you go.
You know, he's a summer resident only, but, you know.
So what?
It really doesn't make any difference.
What's that mean?
It means you're a second-class citizen.
Well.
Okay. So there's another possibility. You want to call Larry and see if he's interested?
Yeah,
and I'm certainly, and then we can talk to Rick, and, you know, that'd be great. Okay. Okay, the April newsletter. Sorry, no reading.
What? Available or want to do that, I think I could do that.
Oh, my God, you're stepping up again.
Well,
you're the man.
Well, it goes you, man. It's just stuff that would, you know, would be helpful. You
absolutely.
What you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Instruction. My consultant over here, you're loving
your stuff.
Yeah, and that includes, you know, the building up on the hill. Okay.
So, yeah, let me know.
Okay, all right. So, so we'll leave that on for next week or next month, and maybe have a little better understanding of somebody that would be responsible. I'm happy to do it. Not happy necessarily. April newsletter, if that's in the fire. Russ has the list of 1,028 names. You are, I think he's waiting for your, whatever your final draft is, to go, and he's ready to go on Monday. We have a 10-day delay, he suspects. So, Gustavo, to give it to them on Monday, we'll be lucky to get it out the following Monday. So, looking at the calendar again, we are going to be up against the 24th, I think, pretty quick here, aren't we? If it goes the 14th, if it goes the 21st, we're fine.
Yeah, because
So and hopefully it'll go next week.
Well, just remember, the big reason is that we need to get that fundraising out there.
Right.
That only leaves us the month of May.
Right.
To meet our goals for this fiscal year.
Sure. And if we had a treasurer's report, we know we're short of that.
I can assure you, we haven't closed the gap because it hasn't been a big month.
See, that's what these.
Uh huh.
Lettering for the fire station looks nice.
Well, that was a gift.
if you had $45.
Yeah, yeah, the lettering looks
there. You know, there's $100 worth of material.
I just wish it.
Looks nice, but people don't see it. You know, I asked Greg Stott, and he said, "What? What'd you do?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, it looks nice, but it's, you know."
I suggest you don't wear it on the annual meeting if you want to get real. Is it waterproof?
Nothing's waterproof. Okay, lettering for the fire station looks good. It's done. You need anything else for that?
Maybe we could.
You got paved. You got the check cut finally cut.
Yeah, we got everything done. And Keith,
okay.
You can be the unofficial volunteer of the month on that one.
I was just making a comment. Rudy was out here, and we talked about it. He's talking about the lettering. Okay. Taking that light and moving it up to the eaves so it can shine down on the letters so that you can actually see them, because black on brown is a little. I've talked to a lot of people.
Yeah.
See new letters? They go with my letters.
Right. That's perfect, though, because it's, you know,
it's subtle.
It's subtle.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't want the white ones on there?
You can highlight it.
Now, that's a neat idea, though. Just extend that conduit, get those lights on there.
That's good.
Interesting idea.
You know, going to do that. That looks like, that sounds like a really good.
And that's what Roger's doing over there, 3 in the morning. Somebody sees that light on there, they've got
around the letters.
Right.
Raccoon issue.
You're good friends, John.
Speaking of facilities, we need to do something about that phone out there. The door won't stay up.
Okay.
He's slopping down. Velcro stuff is knocking it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the bridge project. Anybody have any conversations with anybody about the bridge? They've been surveying it, somebody said, and somebody said there's people that don't want it to be changed.
I've talked to some people, and there's the people that really want that bridge.
Well, they can leave the bridge there, they just build over top of it.
How about the?
That's probably all it needs. Yeah.
Facilities.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The bridge project, you know, there's nothing really new about it. This is the county doing whatever they're going to do. We have no control over that.
Yeah,
this year. Whatever.
They have to do a temporary bridge, or some of it's going to be in Walker Road.
Either they're going to use Old Walker Road.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet they do a realignment there myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should.
They take that kink out and they go to a new one straight across.
Right.
Last time they tried to do this, they abandoned all efforts when the bridge was declared historic. It was a work project from the Depression era, and they couldn't tear it out. And that's when they abandoned efforts, and this is 6-8 years.
I'm sorry,
it's solid.
Every once in a while, one kind of jumps aside a little bit.
The survey was taking place to the east, in which that's exactly what you were saying. So
yeah.
I think that's something that we're going to
just realign the road.
So nothing new on the bridge project. Storeroom project.
Storeroom project. The plans are about 68% done. I haven't done the structural details. The sections. I think I emailed everybody. The market gone down. We talked to Jack down there. He wants to see the prelim plans, which I'm going to try to get submitted Monday or Tuesday. But what we're doing is I'm not going to go into all this detail, but this is the we had a little thing called the kitchen.
The storeroom.
It's going to be a storeroom utility room.
Right, there you are.
As is the big add-on back here.
Right.
We're just going to call it storeroom. Because that is essentially just storeroom.
And we need stubs in there for a heater and...
Yeah. We got some workstations. We got some fans. I might take that out of the microwave out of there. But everything else is going to be construed as a utility room.
Utility room, yeah.
And leave it at that.
Janitor's room.
Yeah.
That's where you have a sink. Have a sink for the janitor if you don't want the janitor.
Okay. I'm going to take it in and then submit it. So we'll probably have a fee initially for the review fee. And then once he says, yeah, this looks okay, I'll final the plans and submit them formally for the permit itself.
Okay, what's the review fee?
It was for the concrete, I think it was like $100 sheet.
Okay.
They charge it.
Okay.
This might be a little bit more because it's a little more expensive. Not that much.
Money. Okay.
But I was thinking about applying for some grants.
Sure.
You know, the corporate grants, so from Lowe's, not locally
right.
here. I'm not even
right.
going to go down there at this
right.
time. And we'll try the three. I did apply last time, and I got a response from two of them. They were explanations, but nonetheless.
Yeah. You know who else gives us grants, or has grants, is the Firehouse Subs.
Who?
Firehouse Subs.
Okay.
They have up to $20,000. I don't think they're in Prescott yet, but they, the one guy that called me, said that we could apply for a grant, even though, because we have a lot of Walker people live in the areas where these firehouse sub places are. I have some information about that.
And we're thinking this is going to hit somewhere less than $20,000.
Okay.
I should think some.
There goes the tanker.
So in that case,
that's all we got.
Getting
I'm telling you, we got money in this community, and people will support us. I think that we'll see what's going on.
So I wanted to put a banner out here just to kind of get people this is what we're working on, this storage room addition and stuff, lighting for the signage.
Okay.
I'm going to put a cardboard mock-up out there and say, we could have this for real if you just would pay.
Okay, any discussion about the storeroom? Good, bad, indifferent? Is it a good idea, bad idea? You know, now speak up now because we're starting to spend money now. So.
If we need it, I mean, that's the bottom line.
I have storage room just for the crap and sitting in this room.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly we need it.
Okay.
But I like the idea that we can look for some outside grant money for that or do
it's worth
a special ask or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Have to take the time to fill out the ask.
New business. Anybody, there's no new business that I can think of, that I thought of. Anybody have anything that they want to talk about? The water truck is probably as close to being new as anything.
Just one comment about when you're talking about the bridge. And in the conversation I was having about the bridge, I informed that this road from the bridge up to the mailboxes, which is no right-of-way for the county, suddenly some right-of-way are being purchased.
So the county's buying them?
About 3 years. I was not working with the county for a while. I'd be willing to help out because I said we'd like to get the shoulders falling apart. He said we can't do anything because we don't have a right of way on this road. And this road was put in here, and I think who was our county supervisor at the time? I think Tom had a lot to do with that. And but they are some properties have changed hands. Right away, along mostly it's on the uphill side of the road. So I think I'm talking with them, they're looking at the cost of diesel anymore. They're trying to figure out how to reduce their cost, but they want to have right away so they can come in here and ditch the road and fix the shoulders. And so I think some of that property is starting to change hands, so they may be moving along. I do know for a fact that they opened up a project. When I was talking to them, they got a project for this started, and now they're just working on it little by little. So from here to the middle.
You got to remember, there were some of us that were upset that they paved it in the first place.
Just telling you, if you're looking at it, I'll leave it with your outfit.
Dang, damn it.
I can't believe anybody was upset.
It's a double-edged sword because it brings more traffic.
Yeah.
You know, and
faster traffic.
Whoever owns that piece of that property up there in the corner of Sheldon, and they blocked off that area around.
But they opened it up now. The sign's down.
They opened it up again. The sign's down, but then they blocked off a little piece again. So
that road that goes up the hill.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy for people to use that anyway. So I don't, you know.
That's kind of community property almost.
Well, what's his name over here has got the old Walker Road blocked off, you know, still. The gate's open, but there's trees down. Somebody needs to go through there and clean that up. Bob spent some $14,000 getting the other part of the old Walker Road opened up. So, all right. Community announcements.
Maybe I have one last question. Part of the business meeting is just the annual meeting.
Yeah.
I just had a question about protocol. Russ is up for election. Typically, the secretary would take care of the voting count.
Right.
Can he do that as...
Well, sure.
Set up a separate team. I've already...
We can do anything we want. Yeah. We're in trouble.
I have a separate group that will do the counting. I've already started to contact people.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm going through the bylaws anyway. The bylaws say that we should start this. We can have it from 8 to 11, but it should start at 9. So do we start
I think I've been publishing 9. Haven't I been publishing 9?
I think we had it at 8 o'clock on the thing, so I don't
really. I think I saw that too, which I kind of surprised me.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering, because it's a little confusing in there. And
where? On,
in the bylaws, yeah. Because it says we can do it from 8 to 11.
Oh,
but, and then it says we should start no later than, if the board designation should start no later than 9. So,
I probably thought we started at 9.
I thought so too.
Me too.
Okay, well, when we had it on the calendar for the wrong day, I think it was at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And now we have the right day and hopefully the right time. And this better be something Greg's aware of.
So far we got the wrong day and the wrong time.
Yes.
I got the wrong day for sure.
This one second. Junior.
That's what
Junior.
This is what I know.
Jerry,
about.
We need you. You're going to be in charge of him.
Another question regarding the annual meeting. We have had historically a potluck. We were thinking, Bill and I talked about it informally, but it's like
yeah.
Scrapping that because anybody that brings food at 9 o'clock, it has to sit there until 11:30 when the meeting is over. And
but it's pretty much entrenched in the
yeah,
newsletter.
If
we're going to change it, we're going to have to change it next year because.
Okay.
And if nobody stays in the East, nobody stays in the East.
Okay.
So, it's, no loss, really. It just.
There's a bit on that table. Nobody's going anywhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, the annual meeting then. The sheriff's office and the Jeep posse would like to come. And we spoke with John a little bit about this earlier, but they're calling it their Firewise. They're going to different communities and talking about the evacuation plans. So I thought maybe I'd give them 5 minutes to say something and an opportunity to put a table up if they want to have information, but no more than just a blurb, a 3 or 4 minute, 5 minute announcement of what they're doing. And then people could go to them, and we can do those announcements even after a while the votes are being counted. But there's usually a mass exodus after the ballots.
So maybe they could set the stage and just say, here's our intention. If you want to stick around after the meeting is officially closed,
right.
We'll go into more detail.
Okay.
But, with an evacuation plan, there is no plan that they can tell you until the issue happens. They can say, well, what we'll do is we're going to take this road. What if that's the one that's on fire?
I have
right?
a lot of choices.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's right. That's what they'll tell you. They make people aware. There are people that come in here and have no idea you can get out over Big Buck,
mm-hmm.
and you can get out over.
I honestly think we should give them time in the meeting. That's important.
It's
stuff.
Important.
It's
so they
important
can set the stage
stuff.
In 5 minutes, and then after the meeting is officially closed, they can go on because there are people that are getting tired of coming to the meeting when it's a 3-hour meeting.
And if I may, what they're going to talk about more logically would be procedurally what to do.
Right.
Not where to go,
right.
But there are things you do to your house to indicate that you've left.
Good point.
So
right.
That's kind of the
good
bigger
point.
Thing than,
right.
than egress.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So just go ahead. Chuck.
Go ahead.
About the annual meeting? Another issue.
Another issue.
Oh, let me finish. Okay. So just in rough about the agenda for the annual meeting. Pretty much what it's always been. I think I don't always do a good job of introducing the board members and that sort of thing. I think I'd like to do that this year. Maybe a little recognition of a couple of volunteers, but that'll just be in the agenda. If you have any other ideas for the agenda, let me know. Sometimes I write it down in the agenda, and then sometimes I skip it.
Right. Keep it short. How about that?
Yeah, keep it short. But I think it'd be kind of interesting if you give us just. We each could have a minute to say something about the voting.
Sure.
Because I really would like to set the stage for what we're looking for a board member. It's not your best friend.
I think unless
we certainly don't want anybody dressed like that.
Unless there's nominations from the floor,
then
your board is set.
There's always nominations from the floor.
There was not last year. There were three.
Well,
really?
None.
Yeah.
Were you even here last year?
Not mine.
Oh, I understand. That's right. With certain bacon,
look,
I remember.
Yeah. So,
a whole new bacon, look.
Yeah. No. Sure. I think that's fine. So the board, each of the board wants to have a few minutes. Okay.
And I appreciate it. Maybe I can get a few more minutes. I just explain that.
It'll be you'll have your time to present this, and then there'll be time for pro and con.
Okay.
And a lot of these agencies do. Different microphones. You'd line up over here before, and we're going to give you like 10 minutes each or 5 minutes. You make your point and get off. Don't be personal. Don't no personal attacks. Just address the issue why you think it's good, why you think it's bad, and then get away. And if it's somebody, if it becomes out of control, I'll shut it down. That's it.
I'm bringing a timer with a bell.
Yes.
Do we have candidates?
Well,
yeah, there's four candidates.
In two positions.
Right. Russ, myself, Terry Piskey, and Steve McIntosh. Is that his name?
Yeah,
McIntosh. And
so who's going to set the stage for the voting? Actually, just lay down. Will you do that? Just say, okay, we're going to vote on candidates and...
Vice President does.
Okay, good, good.
And you know what? Bill's running, so...
I honestly...
We don't want him out there on the Trump speech.
It should take...
I get plenty of attention. I don't need any more attention. But the Vice President generally...
you're loved by
the election. There's a group of 40 that doesn't think so much of that.
Well, give me the lowdown on what we need to do.
All right, okay, we'll do
it.
It shouldn't take more than 2 minutes for someone to say, here's who I am, here's where I live, here's why I think I could
Board.
And then a couple of minutes, if somebody has a pertinent question, but we should be able to blow through this thing. None of these 10-minute leaning on the podium, this is a pet peeve of mine, but, you know, you can kind of lean on the podium. And then, so then my wife, you know, we were going to move over to... I don't care about that. That makes no...
Excuse me, I recall your speech.
Yes, well, yes.
You're funny,
as I recall.
Self-loathing issue.
Okay.
10 minutes for you guys, 10 for me.
Community announcements. Anybody have any announcements of events that are going to happen in the community?
Oh, not events. Well, there is one event. I'll give you an update on the Big Bug Gravel.
Okay.
The awards have all gone out. We are getting $92,000 in gravel.
Wow.
They took away. Yeah,
that's the big question.
Well, you got to read their story. We're down to communicating weekly now. They've awarded the gravel. Well, it was monthly.
It was monthly, yeah.
I remind them on the first of every month. I send them an email. But they've awarded the contract for $92,000, $92,250 or some odd figure, to FEMA paving, and they're going to be delivering the gravel. When it gets going, Vic's not going to like it too much, but we're going to have about 250 dump trucks coming.
They're going to store it at your house.
With what the neighbors contributed last, 250 trucks is the initial
assault.
Just make sure it's really good
from where it starts at the bottom.
And you have a lot of water trucks.
They originally approved this at $150,000, and they cut it to $92,000 during the sequestration. So what it did, they said, what you get is gravel now. We're not paying for any equipment, and we had agreed to cut 40% of equipment costs out and get paid for 60%. We've cut water trucks out completely, and we were hoping to do it during rainy times. Well, they missed too many times. They have two people in the local Forest Service that have certification to oversee these federal grant monies. They both were told last October by an email one day that, by the way, your certification has expired. No forewarning, but now they have nobody to oversee their contracts.
Great.
So they're working with a person out of Phoenix whose certification is good, and they're going to try and get her to sign on to it, and then Rick Ice would be the one to actually oversee it. That's their holdup right now, is nobody to oversee. Now, having said all this, they sent me a notice 6-8 weeks ago that, hey, we got some more money coming. We want to give you the balance of what you have. So next week we have a second $60,000 request going in to actually do what we wanted to do originally. We spent about $20,000 last year clearing out bar ditches. We dug out all the culvert heads, graded the whole surface, and it's starting to fall apart, which it always does. But this is a new, when this comes, I won't say yet, but when, it is a max spec AV, which locks in really good. It's better than the initial part on Big Bug coming up. That's regular AV. We're using the max spec AV.
That'll be less dust also?
Less dust, and it locks in better. And we're going all the way to snow drift with it.
Are you going to water?
Okay, so that's...
We're hoping to.
That is going
to
happen.
It's not like the stuff they used on Mary May. Doesn't have to, but if you water it, it will have it.
Right. Are you going to pound it?
What's that?
Are you going to pound it or not?
We're not going to pound it. This stuff doesn't need pounded. It's a fractured rock, and it's mainly rock. When you see it goes in, it really goes in nice. We do have Russ McDowell now owns Ridgeline Water, and he's offered his. He's got a 4,000-gallon tender, and he's going to bring that up, and they're going to run that for us.
Mm. What about people like myself that are willing to donate water? I mean, use my 3,000 gallons, and I'm sure you got people at the top up there that donate water.
We do.
Yeah.
And because the more water, the better. Preferable is when we do it when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
When it rains.
Right.
But anyways, that is coming forward, and
okay.
It's going to happen.
Well, as it's rolling, it could be June or so by the time this is all in place, right?
Well, when you talk to them, they say, Mark, we could have this next week.
I see. Okay. Because I was going to say,
that for a year
the way they drag their feet,
we want to put it off.
It could
yeah.
be rainy.
Yeah. Right. Rain. Okay.
So,
okay.
Anyway, so on new, that, it is progressing. It's just federal government pace.
Okay. Any other events for community announcements?
Question. We had a discussion email about the address change. And there was some discussion about, well, Roger put in some comments about, well, we have 5881 with some fire departments and announcements or something like that, and we not have 4980, but we should keep two, and or we're going to keep one, and I was in favor of just having one, and where are we with that?
I think the address has been changed.
Yeah, it has been changed.
It has been changed, and all the documents and everything that are out there are there. They're still delivering stuff to 5881 South Walker Road because the mailman knows that that's where we are. And if he stops doing that, then it'll get returned to sender, and then they'll have to figure out how to send to us. But the emergency people know we're here, what the address is, and that's not an issue. It's just this kind of communication from people who haven't gotten the word and haven't read the email. So there's really nothing more to do. We got the 4980 out there, and that's... And then I guess that the call is about the 911 box says 5881 South Walker Road, and that's just a pin and ink changes. We don't make that change there. But I mean, the address has been changed. Whatever's out there in anybody's mailing list that still shows 5881, we can't really control that. But as we slowly go down to the time, we'll fix it.
My next question would be, and I didn't put it in the summary for the bylaw change, but I would like to add that a little line that when we change the address in the bylaw, it's all 4980 each Walker Road, because it's spread out through the entire bylaws, and it's 5188.
I thought you did that.
No, I just did an Article 3, but I could just put a blurb in there. I have a blurb that we're changing 4980,
okay.
But it should change throughout the whole
okay.
document. Yeah, I'll just put one.
Okay. Okay, any other announcements? Okay, then public forum, anybody have anything they want to say? That's enough.
Just reading back to the water tender on Big Buck and everything.
Yeah.
As an alternative up there, we do have a homeowner up there that has a well on a piece of property that he's willing to set up the well strictly for the fire department, but he wants a split contribution. And he didn't say what that would be. But my guess is to set it up with a 5,000-gallon tank is probably going to cost $7,000 or $8,000. He's got to set the pump in. It's a 10-gallon minute well. It's got a... It's right there. It's on Snowdrift Mine Road.
Take a pipe in there, Terry, here now.
There's your water.
Piece of property I sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a producing well. We get nothing. They get...
Right next door.
Right.
Okay, so, all right. All right, so what you're saying is that there is somebody up on Big Bug that might be willing to partner with us to set up a 5,000-gallon water station up there, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And it's in Snowdrift, so that keeps you from coming down here, but it gives you that source. And we have 2,500-gallon tanks
okay.
up there. And we've never moved forward on... initiating people signing those agreements. If anybody ever wants, I would take that on. But there isn't anybody up there that would say no. Mm-hmm. And I'll get you the signed documents for any of
them. We did push them out, but
yeah.
if
nobody is.
No, we got a whole stack of them.
Okay.
But if one way or another that didn't occur, then yeah, I'll dig up a thing and I'll email it to you.
Okay.
But yeah, like a year and a half ago, we got a couple back. But
I mean, that all sounds great, and so whether regardless of the truck, you know, this is a good idea too. Whether
sure.
we move forward with another water tender or not, this sounds awesome.
Right.
Didn't I give you a map of all the tank locations?
Yeah.
I know I created one.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten that in, come in from a couple of different sources. Now that I say yes, I don't remember if I got it from you specifically, but we've gotten that from a couple of different sources. And I mean, anything that moves us forward is great. So
well, we've added two more in the last 8 weeks.
Okay.
And we just keep plugging away at the water systems. Okay.
But I mean, so far we spent $47,000 today, right?
The new truck that you're talking about, Duranium, do they actually have power siphoning capabilities? Because somebody told me one of their problems is getting the water out of the tank into the tender. So do they actually come with the pump on them to pull it out?
The truck can draft. It's capable of drafting, so that's embedded in
it's power draft.
The plumbing. Yes.
Not gravity.
Right. And then as far as the other issue that you raised,
Are
other vehicles, we have inline pumps. One of the tenders that we have can draft, one can't, but we have a couple of inline pumps that can pull the other way. So it's, it's a function of more work. It's not a function of not being able to do it.
I have a question on the potential tender.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a diesel or not a gasoline group?
Correct.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
No.
I had a point. It's
fine.
Update on the EPA and thoughts on this. The thing they covered up out here.
Yeah.
Well, I got things to learn. Well, they went in there and dug out all the lead and the arsenic and from the basin up to the top of the pile.
So it can leach back down through.
No, they put a lot of drainage in there and everything, and they planted grasses, and they brought tons of mulch and chips and dirt and bio solids and everything in there, and all they wanted to leave all the ponderosa trees up on the top there to make sure that they all died. And the grasses haven't grown, and there's some grasses grown, but now they're scratching their heads thinking, what in the hell did we do wrong here? They put in too much biosolids, I think. They covered the tree bulb about two and a half feet, which they made a well around it. But I went up there, and he asked me to go take pictures, and I did. I took pictures last October, though. Trees were all dead. Just for further knowledge, and they may be working on another pile. They're having to go back to the water. It blows nice.
It was the herbicide. It's the herbicide they put in there.
No, they didn't put in herbicide.
Right.
I think what they put in was toxic.
Stephen?
The mayor of Prescott signed an agreement with the Forest Service to allow hot shots to come up at 12 o'clock on Monday. And that was their first day of work, and the first day of work they spent at the Sundance Hut.
That's pretty sort of timely.
So what's this?
Yeah.
Okay,
campfire.
Campfire. Okay.
But it looked bigger from my house. That was a plume.
Well, but a 100,000 acre fire can start as a campfire.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Is just you said it was like what, half acre, three quarter? I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I think that thing looked like it was really roaring at one time.
I don't know about that. It was kicking up some pretty decent smoke. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mark wasn't finished.
Sorry. Just a couple different ones. On your wire problem out here, Russ, or Roger, do you have a continued problem? Mix up some cayenne pepper and water. Spray those wires.
Okay.
You won't have a rat biome again.
Cool.
It works.
I believe you.
We've had house issues with certain houses. Pick up a problem with a certain rat or mouse, and some people don't want to kill the mice.
These are ground squirrels.
Well, I know. They die at my house. But that won't kill the critter that's causing the problem.
You got a trap, it'll catch those little bastards.
No,
they're fat.
The other thing is on that, what you guys put out, by reading it, it sounded like it came from Roger. The update on the Sundance fire was incredible.
Yeah.
That type of stuff to the community was huge.
Yes.
reading through that, the people I talked to, that made a big hit this week.
Good.
Thank you.
And we had it sounded like you.
It was me.
I got a contact for Russ that won't be coming through Sharon Bindy. It's another new property owner up top. So as I get in them, and I hear more about the private sales where Sharon ties into the real estate market. I get a lot of the calls on private-to-private sales. I've got a new one up there for you.
That'll be great.
And I'll give you some information. That just it takes one person off, and we'll put a new one on, and I'll give you both.
Okay, that'll be great. Thanks.
And the last one is you may be getting calls, because I know the sheriff's already gotten calls, on explosions up on Big Bug. I don't know, did you, the lady,
Audrey,
she claims that her window was broke from it. I don't think it was. But at the Money Metals Mine, which if you go just past Big Bug Mesa Road, I mean, you're on Big Bug, go past Snowdrift, there's a left-hand turn on there, and it winds down to the Money Metals Mine. There's a new claim on that, and there's been a mining company down there.
Really?
And they have set off explosions that are rocking the mountain.
Okay.
Sheriff's been involved. I don't know what else is going on, but if you get a car, that's where this is coming from.
Are they exceeding the why is the sheriff involved? Are they exceeding the scope of what
I don't
they
know,
can
right.
Okay.
Well, suppose they do not have a permit.
Okay.
Even through Zero Mines.
People are hearing and feeling it a half a mile away.
Hmm.
Great. We don't know who or what. Doug Crater used to have the claim on that, and I know he gave it up years ago, but it's a group out of like Superior or Globe or their trucks have seen it coming and going.
Well, they'll fix the road for you.
Okay. Yeah.
They'll pound it down after we get it fixed, yeah.
Well, what is it?
Anyway, did you get
all
the
right.
call? That's where it's coming from.
Okay.
Okay.
Rattling some nerves.
Anything else?
One more question. Nick was supposed to be working on this weather station. Anybody know whether he finished the job on this or not? Because I can't.
Is it working?
No, I can't get anything on my.
He responded, and I forwarded it to you guys.
Yeah. I talked to Glenn.
There was something wrong with the server.
Yeah. I talked to Glenn, and they know about it.
Yeah, but it's not working right now.
Well, he was supposed to come up and look at it. That's all I know.
Okay.
The weather's sunny and nice.
Yeah.
Right.
One last quick announcement for everyone. May 1st is
what
I'm going to be. That's maybe we can get this truck at the point or a direction. Get the truck out maybe like around May 1st to start putting Walker Day stuff in there. Just kind of informal, just letting him that's kind of what I'm targeting for.
Okay. I mean invariably it gets very cold.
Right, it can
in the middle of May.
Right.
And we always leave our heater on until May 15th because it's gonna be it always gets very cold.
Yeah. Okay.
If we can push that back just
okay. Or you know what we could do? I'll work it out. I'll start. No, maybe what I'll do is, it's still a big building. I mean, if I need to put stuff off to the side, I mean, people don't usually bring much stuff early on.
Actually, you know what I think we did was it last year or the year before, Vic donated his garage space
right.
to that. Maybe if you see Vic, you can ask him if
but he is. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's not his either, though.
He's not worried about
outdoors.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but he's not worried about
he's
worried about the truck being out of there to move his stuff. Okay.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to, but everyone remember after May 1st, if you've got stuff to donate, box it up and keep me in mind. Don't donate it elsewhere just yet.
And we did decide that the board members should keep their hands off of that stuff.
That is
you
correct.
You decided that.
Yeah. single-handedly. Right.
You guys okay.
Yes. Yeah, sir.
If you're there early, you get what you can get.
No pre-sale. No early birds. Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Ward, anything else?
I motion.
John moves to adjourn. John.
Russ, do you second that?
I will.
All right.
Second that.
Russ,
beautiful.
All in favor?
Aye.
Beautiful.
There we go. Off the record.